This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are the headlines from some of the stories we're following here today at NPR News. The Army Surgeon General says he was mistaken when he denied that the Army had told the Veterans Affairs Department not to help injured soldiers challenge their disability ratings. The Surgeon General says the whole thing was a misunderstanding and that it is fine for the VA to help the soldiers. And biofuels like corn ethanol have been hailed as a climate-friendly source of energy, but a new study claims that burning alternative fuels is actually twice as bad as burning gasoline from the standpoint of global warming. Details on those stories are coming up on All Things Considered, as well as on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Ira Flato will be here to look at that biofuel controversy and which crops, if any, we should be using to satisfy our energy appetite. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Earlier today, just a couple of hours ago, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announced that he will suspend his presidential campaign in a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, here in Washington, D.C. Governor Romney said he was stepping aside for the good of the Republican Party.
Now, if I fight on in my campaign all the way to the convention, I want you to know, I'm giving this a lot of thought, I'd forestall the launch of a national campaign. And frankly, I'd be making it easier for Senator Clinton or Obama to win. No! Frankly, in this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror. This isn't an easy decision. I hate to lose. My family, my friends, you, my supporters across the country, you've given a great deal to get me where I have a shot to becoming president. If this were only about me, I'd go on. But it's never been only about me. I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. a couple of hours ago announcing his decision to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination for president. If you're a Republican or a conservative, we want to hear from you. If you supported or voted for Governor Romney, who are you going to support now? Give us a call. Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org, and you can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Joining us now here in Studio 3A is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin, and always nice to have you with us, Ken.
Hi, Neil.
And we did, an NPR News special yesterday on what normally had been Political Junkie Day, so I guess there's a holdover trivia question on this unscheduled Political Junkie segment.
We do. This time of year, 40 years ago, it was either February or March, but 40 years ago, the first candidate of the 1968 presidential race to drop out. We're talking about dropouts today. 40 years ago, February or March 1968, the first candidate to drop out of the race.
Well, now that former Governor Romney has ended his run, does that make John McCain a shoo-in for the presidential nomination?
Well, I don't know about a shoo-in. Certainly he was favored after his impressive showing on Tuesday, Super Tuesday primaries, winning the lion's share, clearly the lion's share. Mitt Romney did carry seven states that day, but they were smaller. Many of them were smaller caucus states. You know, when I was listening to the people booing saying no, for Mitt Romney dropping out at the Conservative Political Action Conference, you don't know if they were saying no because they liked Mitt Romney so much or they feared the fact that John McCain was going to be the Republican nominee, because there are many, many conservatives. I don't know if it's a majority, but there are quite a few conservatives who just do not like the thought of John McCain as being the Republican nominee.
John McCain is, in fact, scheduled to address that same conference at the top of this hour in about 15 minutes from now, and it'll be very interesting to see what the reaction to him from the conservative conference here in Washington, D.C. is going to be. Nevertheless, that leaves, it was interesting, Governor Huckabee on Tuesday night said, you know what, they kept saying this is a two-man race, and he says, yes, it is, and we're in it. I guess he was prophetic.
Well, he did win the southern states. A lot of people thought that Romney and Huckabee would split the votes of the social conservatives, the evangelical conservatives that make up a big portion of the Republican vote in the South, and allow John McCain to win. Huckabee did win those states. Romney would have loved to have had him, and now this is one alternative to John McCain, and that's Mike Huckabee.
Let's get some listeners in on this conversation. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Don't forget that trivia question. Let's talk with Ken. Ken calling us from Watertown, New York.
Yes, myself and my wife are both independents, and we were going to vote for Romney. We kind of liked his views, but we kicked it around. I just don't understand how many of your callers are just saying, yay, the first woman or the first black guy as president. Don't they look at the substance of these people, what they actually stand for?
And
I
what,
just don't understand it.
And what are you going to be doing now that your candidate's no longer in the race?
I don't know. We may not vote.
You may not vote at all. You can't think of supporting John McCain.
Some of his issues are just too far to the left for me. We're trying to be right in the middle, and he's unless he comes out today at CPAC and says something that could change our mind right now, we're kind of up in the air.
And what might change your mind?
It depends on what his views are as far as the taxes, the economy. Clinton and Obama just talking about raising taxes to pay off the deficit. Well, we're in a different tax bracket now, and that's the last thing I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And immigration, is that an important issue to you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Ken, thanks very much for the call, and good luck resolving this quandary that you're in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Ken Rudin, there's going to be a lot of people in Ken's position.
Absolutely. A lot of people. I have a feeling that had Mitt Romney run from the beginning as somebody who was touting his business experience, his business acumen, showing how he turned around the Olympics in Salt Lake City, how he turned around Massachusetts, he would have been a far more attractive candidate. But he started from the beginning as being a very strong, portraying himself as a very strong pro-life, anti-gay politician, which was almost the opposite of was when he ran for the governor of Massachusetts and ran for the Senate against Ted Kennedy. So a lot of people feel that authenticity is a very important issue, and I think that's why a lot of people support John McCain. Not so much he's the perfect conservative, but he's genuine, and that was lacking in Mitt Romney.
There is also a financial question. A lot of the funding for Mitt Romney's campaign was coming out of Mitt Romney's pocket.
I think the last numbers I saw were $35 million, and that may be at the end of 2007, so who knows how much more he spent in January. I suspect a lot. He did pump at least $1 million into his effort in California. And like that guy, Ken, I love that name, the guy who called not too long ago who said that immigration was a key issue. When we looked at Republican exit polls in California, immigration was indeed a key issue for many Republican voters, and for many of those same voters, John McCain fails that test.
Let's go to Keith. Keith is with us on the line from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Keith.
Hi, I just have a question about what happens to the funds that Romney has accepted now that he dropped out of the race.
Campaign funds other than his own money, Ken Rudin?
Well, I don't think he gives them back. I mean, I don't think John Edwards was giving back the money that he has raised. I think that's just. I mean, Mitt Romney could decide to give back. Of course, much of his campaign was out of his own pocket, but I believe that's what happens when you have a losing campaign, whether you drop out or get defeated. That's money has already been spent.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Keith. Here's an email, this on the trivia question from Mark, or C. Marks, I guess, and Lyndon Johnson dropped out March 30th, 1968.
Right, March 30th. Actually, he dropped out March 31st, but somebody dropped out before Lyndon Johnson.
So the trivia question is still out there. The big candidate, first candidate to drop out of the presidential nominating process 40 years ago. In the meantime, let's go now to, this will be Alex. Alex with us from Oklahoma City.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me on your program.
Sure, thanks for calling.
With Mitt Romney dropping out of the race, I believe I'll actually be taking a sincere look at the Democratic nomination, whoever that ends up being. I think the Republican race, or Republican Party, has moved so far away from conservatism across the last 8 to 12 years that we actually need a sound beating in order to rediscover what the Republican Party used to be about.
So
we're not conservative anymore.
And so would this be a vote out of conviction or a vote in a way to punish the Republican Party?
Actually, it would be more out of punishment, to be very honest, just simply because I think we've moved far enough away we don't distinguish ourselves from the Democrats anymore. It's simply a special interest, big government activist type party now. We're not the conservatives that the Republican Party was founded by, and by losing that, we've lost anything that distinguishes us. It's a flip of the coin between the two. It's just which special interest do you want to elect in this election, and I think that's what we're looking at now. I think Romney was a little more conservative with him leaving. There's not a conservative left running.
You know, I heard a lot of conservatives say that in 1992 that George Herbert Walker Bush has so betrayed conservative principles that they were willing to vote for a Democrat, and then you wound up with 8 years of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Are you willing, as a conservative, are you willing to see Hillary Clinton, should she be the Democratic nominee, be in the White House for at least the next 4 years?
Taking the long view, yes, because if we were to see another 4 years of a non-conservative Republican president, White House, then we would end up seeing in the long term that moving away from conservatism has been rewarded by having three consecutive Republican presidents. I think that would irrevocably change the Republican Party from the conservative base to something else. And right now, there's no other viable party for us to move to. I feel like we basically have to take control of the Republican Party again. The only way to do that is to show it the error of its ways.
And
so, yes, if that means Hillary for 4 years, that means Hillary for 4 years.
And it would make no difference if we presume, and this is just a presumption at this point, that Senator McCain is the Republican nominee, make no difference who his vice presidential candidate would be?
No, because for the most part, if you take a look, now, Cheney has actually been fairly active behind the scenes, but for the most part, the vice presidential nomination doesn't have nearly the bearing. It's not a large enough player, with the exception of the current president. I don't honestly feel that it would make much of a difference who his vice president was. I believe they're generally selected to gain votes.
Thanks very much for the call, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. We're talking about the news from just a couple of hours ago that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has decided to withdraw from the Republican presidential nominating process, leaving John McCain very much the front runner in the Republican Party. Ken Rudin is with us. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email from Mark. Since Ron Paul is the most conservative candidate left in the race on the Republican side, do you think he'll pick up some Romney supporters who don't want to support John McCain?
Well, that's possible. I still suspect that most of them will go to Mike Huckabee. Ron Paul remains only getting about 5-7% of the vote in the primaries. He does much better in the caucuses. He's getting double digits in caucuses. But I think also the fact that Ron Paul is anti-war, and for the most part, the Republican electorate supports President Bush and the conduct of the war. I don't know if Ron Paul will get that pick up much from Romney's withdrawal.
And back to that question of the potential vice presidential nominee. Again, this is going to be important for balancing the ticket, whether it influences any votes. But at this point, that's an important decision for John McCain for any number of reasons.
It is absolutely. First of all, given the fact that so many conservatives do not trust him, obviously John McCain needs to look to the right. But as the previous caller pointed out, and I think very accurately, that for the most part, vice presidents, running mates do not mean that much. John Edwards, for all he was supposed to pick up hosts, he was supposed to help the Kerry ticket in the South. The ticket did not pick up a single state in the South. Ultimately, it is the presidential nominee that matters, and often the VP is just on the ticket just for window dressing. But in fairness, Al Gore did make a difference with Bill Clinton. I think he helped a lot, and clearly Dick Cheney gave President George W. Bush the gravitas on foreign policy that he needed.
And interestingly, before Mitt Romney spoke to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington today, Vice President Dick Cheney made his last address as vice president to that group. And, well, here's some of what he had to say.
President Bush has been tough and courageous. He's made the right decisions for the right reasons, and he always reflects the best values of the American people. I've been proud to stand by him, by the decisions he's made, and would I support those same decisions again today? You're damn right I would.
An unrepentant Dick Cheney. And it's going to be interesting, too, to see what reception and how the convention early September in St. Paul, how he and President Bush are going to be treated by the Republican convention.
Oh, I suspect that they will get big ovations. Of course, you know, President Bush is leaving office without the same kind of big numbers of popularity that Ronald Reagan did when he left in 1988. But when you're going before a Republican convention full of Republican loyalist delegates, I suspect that Bush and Cheney will get ovations like he got today at CPAC.
Let's talk with Elaine. Elaine calling us from Preston, Idaho.
Hi. I was a Romney supporter, and I'm a little bit confused now as to what I'm going to do.
Because you can't bring yourself to think too strongly about John McCain?
Yeah, I cannot stand John McCain, and I don't feel like we should. I almost feel like if we put John McCain in, that it would be putting a another Democrat in just under the Republican name, and I don't think that that's fair to the Republicans.
What about Governor Huckabee or as an emailer mentioned, Ron Paul?
Ron Paul, maybe. I'm not fond of Huckabee. I would almost go as far to say that I agree with Ann Coulter's comment about supporting Hillary, because I don't feel like, I don't really want to put some, or to vote for somebody who I know is not going to make it that far, because I feel like it's a wasted vote, and I almost think I would vote for a Democrat, because at least they are actually claiming to be Democrats and not saying that they're Republicans and actually voting Democrat.
Elaine, thanks very much, and good luck in your quandary, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email on the trivia question. This is from Kenneth in Pittsburgh. George Romney famously dropped out after saying he'd been brainwashed by generals in Vietnam. Gene McCarthy responded, "I would have thought in George's case, a light rinse would have been sufficient."
George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, is the correct answer. I believe he dropped out either shortly before or shortly after the New Hampshire primary 40 years ago.
Got that same answer. Correct answer from Jerry in Oklahoma City. Here's an email question from Greg in St. Paul, Minnesota. Who will receive the delegates that Romney has won so far since he pulled out?
Well, you know, I haven't checked the Republican rules. I know the Democratic rules say that the John Edwards delegates, for example, are free to support whomever they want, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or Mike Gravel if they wanted to. And I suspect that's the same thing on the Republican side. They could go to the convention uncommitted. I suspect that, you know, there hasn't been a real true fight at the convention for the Republican nomination since Reagan and Ford in 1976. I suspect that John McCain gets closer and closer to the nomination, it'll be his well before, you know, Minneapolis in September, but they could go home, they could be uncommitted, or they can back another candidate.
Well, again, Senator McCain is expected to address the Conservative Political Action Conference about 3 minutes from now, so stay tuned to NPR News for news on how he is received and how he is going to appeal to the conservative wing of the Republican Party for their support as he now becomes very much the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. Again, the news of the day. Governor Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, has dropped out of the race. Ken Rudin, thanks very much for being with us
today.
Thanks, Neil. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News in Washington.